This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Given all the buzz about Doge, most Americans probably think we're getting somewhere. But are we? Not so far. U.S. government spending in Trump's first 30 days is $80 billion higher than last year. What about that new bill that passed in Congress? I mean, it must be awesome, right? I mean, only one Republican voted against it, Representative Thomas Massie. How's that? No, it's got the Biden deficits. A little extra on the side, too. But yeah, it just repeats the Biden deficits, specifically $2 trillion. If you're wondering what that adds up to over a decade, about $20 trillion. In other words, two unfunded trillion dollars, which we can then print or borrow. We'll do a combination of the two. You know, and it's funny because Representative Thomas Massie was the only one to vote against it. And I was watching like conservative Republicans absolutely tear him a new one online. Something wrong with this guy. I could tell he's voting against Trump. But people weren't listening. Here's Massie on why he voted against the bill. Every other Republican in Congress is too terrified to tell you this right now. Here's Massie.
So are you solidly a no?
Yeah, they convinced me. I was a lean no until this meeting. No.
This no confirmed.
This is a no.
Why? What? Why?
They're talking points. Look. These are not something I made up. This is the leadership's talking points. It adds $328 billion to the deficit. It adds $295 billion to the deficit the year after that. It, the only way they get to this magic thing where it's not going to kill our country is 5 years from now, they imagine that 2.5% growth accumulates. And that even right here, they say they're going to cap discretionary spending. You think we're going to cap discretionary spending and then spend at the rate of inflation after that? That has never happened. So their assumptions are wrong. But even if you take their assumptions at face value, they told us in there they're going to increase the deficit in 2025 by $328 billion.
What does that mean? $2 trillion annual deficit, or as Massie tweeted, and he's right, $20 trillion in a decade. We'll be at over $50 trillion debt. Although I'm just going to go ahead and predict we won't, because the whole thing will crash and burn before then. Here's why. To print like this, you are going to have inflation. I mean, you're going to. Republicans are going to own it by midterms. Democrats are going to good and rub our noses in it by midterms. And here's the problem. You're faced with a terrible decision. To keep the inflation from eating people alive in the grocery store checkout line, guess what you got to do? You got to keep interest rates high. What does that mean? Well, the interest on the debt, the payments on that go through the roof. Oh, and the middle class can't buy houses. Houses completely out of, you know, the purview, out of the reach of the middle class, unless you already owned a house before Biden took office and it got Bidenflated. And now you've got some equity in it. Otherwise, forget it. Good luck. So what does that mean? Real estate market's still wrecked. But again, here's another problem that Trump faces. You can tamp down inflation with high interest rates, but that means we have to pay high interest on the debt. And that's what bit Trump. That's what got him in the first 30 days when we spent, again, $80 billion more than last year. And that's even with the cuts that Doge has made. I mean, the guy wiped out an entire agency, $40 billion USAID, and it barely made a dent. Part of the problem is we paid $94 billion in interest payments during Trump's first month compared to about $80 billion last year. And yeah, they've gotten 100,000 federal employees to take the bait and leave. Some of them were fired too. But overall, personnel is just 5% of the federal budget. So we can get rid of all of them. We're still going to be in a world of hurt. Here's the big part of the problem that Trump has, and all these things are connected. The weaponization of the Census Bureau means that through fraud, and we've covered this in the 2020 census, which they used to allocate congressional districts, about 15 Republican districts were stolen. And the Census Bureau folks admit this happened. They fired 200 people, but they didn't tell us until after the midterms had been held. And we already had candidates going into the generals and nobody's ever bothered to fix it. I think we should do a massive lawsuit and redo the census. So we don't have the majorities we should, given the size of Trump's win. We have tiny, tiny majorities. So we can't do the kind of cutting Trump needs. This is why you're seeing Trump frantically, and I mean frantically, talk about cutting. This is why he's putting entire agencies like the Department of Education on the chopping block. They've got to go. And with the tiny majorities we have, Congress just can't do it. Now, do we gain anything by electing all these Republicans? Oh, hell yeah. Because as I said, predicted 4 years ago in January, when the Democrats stole the election, I said, what do left-wingers always do? Going back to the time of Marx, they always follow the same playbook. What do when they steal an election? They loot. That used to be done with the military, and they'd smash glass, burn tires. Now they don't have to anymore. They just run the printing press. So they would have absolutely looted if they won this election. What does looting look like? Well, we know from Biden's first year, it looks like an extra $1 trillion printed or borrowed every quarter for a total of four. So we get to skip the looting part. We did get something by electing Republicans. But the bottom line is, if Trump wants to cut stuff, he's going to have to do it himself executively. And part of that is just figuring out where all that stuff is. That's what you're seeing Doge frantically do. But here's the real math problem we're up against. Rand Paul described it. I mean, in addition to the interest problem on the debt, which, by the way, is going to explode at the end of 2 years from now. But we're not even there yet.
Why are the decisions of this body so awful? Because there's a printing press. I had a conversation with one of my Democrat colleagues, and I said, we have to make a choice. You've got to decide whether you want to help the poor in our country or want to help the poor in Ukraine or help whoever you're paying in Ukraine. And he says, we shouldn't have to make a choice. Well, it's like, you do have to make a choice. The fact that you think you don't have to make a choice is why we're $36 trillion in the hole. You have to make choices. Which comes first, Ukraine or America? You can't do both. Because we don't have enough money. We only have enough taxes coming in to pay for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. Everything else is borrowed. So maybe able-bodied people need to go back to work. Maybe there needs to be a work requirement. Maybe, for goodness sakes, food stamps shouldn't buy sugar drinks, chips, ding-dongs, and Twinkies.
Well, yeah. But Massey and Rand Paul aren't being entirely honest with you either. I'm saying they're being dishonest. They're just leaving something out. The one thing the Republican Party still doesn't want to break to the American people. I didn't realize it or understand it myself until I interviewed David Bratt, former member of Congress. He's a professor at Liberty University, and he now is the chair of their finance department. They're basically their business school. If I'd understood this at the time, I would have screamed this from the hilltops. When you print a crap ton of money, as we did during COVID. We increased this federal spending by 75% between 2019 and today. We went from $4 trillion spent annually to over $7 trillion. And a lot of that was that pop in the middle of COVID. Not all of it. Some of it was Joe Biden. But a lot of it was the pop in the middle of COVID where we started printing those checks. What everybody thought was, well, this is one time temporary. We'll catch up, pay it off, blah, blah. But here's the problem. Once you do it once, it displaces legitimate economic activity. I've told you this. So you have to print it again next year. I'll let Dave explain what happens if you don't. It's basically economic collapse.
Bottom line here is really, if you take out the deficit spending, the funny money coming from the government, we're growing at negative 10% GDP. Just bottom line, if you take away $2 trillion, you know, roughly speaking, that's one tenth of your economy. What would happen to your economy if you just chopped off one tenth of it and it, you know, fell into the ocean? Something like this graph.
The graph is the Great Depression. And look, folks, if we stop the printing very quickly, capitalism is a beautiful thing, you will have business and economic activity rushing in to take its place. It'll happen. The problem is that'll come after the crash. The crash will happen really, really fast. It will be devastating. You're kind of getting a look at it now in Argentina. And by the way, Argentina is actually going better than I thought it was would. But the thing with Argentina is there's so much power that the president has that Milei is able to do a lot of stuff Trump can't. So he can't get it through Congress because nobody wants to take the blame. But Milei has taken inflation there from triple digit to double digit and double digit to single digit. But it's not without massive pain. For instance, the unemployment rate has more than tripled. But he's getting it under control. There's been a lot of activity, economic activity that's come back. But folks, this is going to be 2 to 3 years of pain. No political party wants to be the one left holding the bag when it hits. But the problem is, it's going to hit no matter what. Donald Trump is heroically trying to figure out how to cut it. That's why he's so frantic. And by the way, it's the reason for his speed. And I didn't want to tell you this before the election because I was afraid a lot of you wouldn't vote. But, you know, I said to my husband several times, of course, we need to stop the totalitarianism of the left, the end of free speech, all this terrible stuff. And I said, but there's a huge cost to winning this election. And that's we're going to get left holding the bag for inflation. There's almost no way to stop this without doing radical things. Now, Trump is doing radical things, or he's at least talking about them. I mean, 100,000 federal employees gone. Nobody's like even fathomed that in our lifetime. But the cuts are going to have to be massive. And unfortunately, they're going to have to be to entitlements. Trump can't do that. So he's trying to cut everything he can. Congress could do that. It'd make us very unpopular, but it would save the country. Congress could do that, except we don't have the majorities to pull it off because of the census fraud. So it ends up being a circular situation. I don't know what happens here. The only other way is to grow our way out of it. And that is precisely why the Democrats sabotaged us on the one quick way we have to do that, which is literally throwing open the spigot on our natural gas, on oil, on Scott, everything, coal, rare earth minerals. Joe Biden put basically all of that off limits. And when you look at what Joe Biden did, I mean, you just draw a circle around the United States of America. He pretty much unilaterally put all new exploration and drilling permits off limits for the entirety of both coasts. So what Republicans need to do now, and this is not the solution, but it is a solution. I mean, it is something we've got to do. We have got to get a radical bill through the House and the Senate that says we are going to fast track exploration. We're going to fast track drilling. We are going to get this stuff out of the way. We are also going to fast track the construction of natural gas terminals at our ports. We got to get this stuff up out of the ground and, you know, to buyers. Ditto for oil. I mean, we got to go for broke, or we're going to go broke. But even then, folks, I don't know. And part of the problem here, I think, too, is everybody's watching Doge. They're cheering. The numbers are great. These are the best numbers of Republicans and Trump that Trump's ever had. Some of the best numbers for Republicans in ages. But here's the thing. People think this is going to add up to something, all these Doge cuts. And it's not. Not without touching entitlements. God bless Elon Musk and Trump for trying. I mean, it's not their fault. But something's got to give. And folks, understand, this is why Trump was so frantic to get that debt limit increase. Because guess what? That those interest payments go up and up and up and up. He's going to bump up against that debt limit and default. So that's why he had to pass this bill with an increase to $300 billion in the deficit. He was going to do whatever it took, folks. I'm talking even bend over just to make sure we get that debt limit increase. And he got it. Because otherwise, he's going to default, which is what the Democrats want. So he did get that. The next bill might look a little different, maybe. But folks, we're in a really bad place. And again, it's Republicans who are going to be left holding the bag.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.